This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Remember the so-called Axis of Evil? One of the three was North Korea. Well, now there appears to be some movement in getting North Korea off the Evil Three list. New talks aimed at bringing a peaceful resolution to tensions between North and South Korea may happen later this month. This comes amid discussions about reducing the number of American troops in South Korea. Earlier, NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster sat down with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick for an update.
Mike Schuster, what is the U.S. plan to withdraw troops from South Korea?
Alex, this plan has been changing, actually, over the last year. The most recent version is to remove about a third of U.S. troops out of Korea. Most of them are along the DMZ between South Korea and North Korea. That would amount to about 12,500 troops. It's not clear where the Pentagon wants to move them. The Pentagon says this is part of an overall realignment globally of American troops. The earlier version had it that a good portion of the American infantry at the DMZ would be simply moved south of Seoul, away from direct contact or possible direct contact with North Korea, but that they would remain in Korea. Now, because of the Iraq crisis and the overextension of U.S. ground troops in Iraq, there's talk of moving them out, and it's a good bet that a lot of them could end up in Iraq somewhere in the future.
So it's Iraq, you think, that is at the basis of this change of U.S. policy, longstanding U.S. policy for stationing troops in South Korea?
Well, certainly the timing of this and the announcement of it now has to be affected by Iraq. The Pentagon, all along during the Bush administration, has been involved in looking at where U.S. troops are based around the world and deciding whether that's the most rational basing and whether they should be moved. But given the overwhelming demands on U.S. troops in Iraq now, I think it's impossible to imagine that Iraq didn't play a major factor in this decision.
The thing is, Mike, if there is another burgeoning hotspot in the world, it's North Korea.
No question.
What kind of a message are we sending if we're even drawing these troops just south of Seoul, never mind actually taking them out of the country?
Well, it's actually a mixed message, and it's a little uncertain. You would imagine that it might send a message to the North Koreans that the United States is pulling its troops out of Korea and that it might not be taking the security situation on the Korean Peninsula as seriously as during the last 50 years. But in fact, there's some evidence that the North Koreans and some of the new guard in South Korea view it as a possible provocative step on the part of the United States, because President Bush famously put North Korea on the axis of evil. The North Koreans and many in South Korea have worried about whether preemptive war might be the next step for the Bush administration in North Korea. And so those forces in South Korea and the North Koreans have expressed the worry that moving U.S. troops away from the DMZ might be a prelude to some kind of sneak attack or surprise attack or attack by air, land, and sea on North Korea. There's no evidence that that's the case whatsoever, though.
I'm going to get to the question of what it is that makes North Korea so dangerous, the nuclear question, in a moment. But first, what's the reaction in South Korea to this pronouncement from the U.S. that these troops are going?
Again, it's mixed. The older guard and the more conservative political forces in South Korea are alarmed because they feel the South Korean government wasn't consulted enough about this, and they worry that if the United States moves its forces out of South Korea, away from the DMZ, that it's no longer the tripwire that would involve the United States in a war with South Korea should South Korea come over the DMZ or launch an artillery attack over the DMZ. So there's worry among the more conservative old guard that's been connected to the United States for so many years in South Korea.
Okay, the nuclear issue. There had been these ongoing talks with many parties. Six parties joining them to talk about what can we do about the nukes in North Korea. Where does that stand now, and how are things?
Well, there have been a number over the last year that have been several meetings of six parties, the United States, the two Koreas, Japan, China, and Russia. But they're stalled. They're not going anywhere. There's an irony in this. Initially, it was the United States that was resistant to engaging in some kind of negotiation with North Korea. The other nations had to pull the United States, the Bush administration, along. Now it seems that the Bush administration at least according to a senior Bush administration official that I talked to over the last couple of days, is practically begging the North Koreans to meet with the United States to discuss moving this process forward. There is a fear among some in the State Department that the North Koreans are going to run out the clock on the Bush administration if the Bush administration is not reelected in November and pin their hopes on a different administration.
Mike, I have not been paying attention to news developments in Korea over the last month, 2 months. I'm distracted by what's going on in Iraq, but you follow almost everything in this region of the world. Are there things ongoing that are coming along in Korea that are about to surprise us and that we need to know about?
Well,
or is this a period of kind of quietude there?
Well, when you say Korea, I assume you mean North Korea. And there, in fact, have been a steady stream of reports about the diplomatic efforts of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il. He's gone to China. He's met with Chinese leaders. The Japanese prime minister has recently been to see him. We don't see a lot of this information in the United States, but I think a lot is going on in North Korea. We also have to assume that a lot is going on within their nuclear program. It's no longer frozen. The plutonium program that was frozen for almost a decade has now been underway again for a year and a half. There is a belief that the North Koreans could be building more nuclear weapons, certainly reprocessing plutonium to give them the necessary fissile material to build a good half dozen more nuclear weapons if they choose to. So a lot going on, and there's a feeling among some experts that the United States is involved in this drift, not focusing enough on North Korea and how to deal with that problem.
Is the danger of North Korea, Mike, and the nuclear program there, is it that the government is so reckless that it might use its nukes, or is it that the government is so desperate that it might sell its nukes?
Well, the government of North Korea, when it issues statements and talks about this, talks about its nuclear deterrent, and that's common language in the nuclear world for preventing attack more than using them. There is a fear that North Korea, because it's exported missile technology to other states that the United States doesn't like, and it's developed its nuclear program all in secret, would potentially sell either its weapons or plutonium or highly enriched uranium if it eventually produces that to other states. That's the biggest worry right now on the part of the Bush administration.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.